This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Still have plenty of time for you if you want to get on the radio with us, with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And we've got the toll-free numbers, which are available to you. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. There's also our Discord on-air call-in line room, which you can join on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. So hop on in there in whichever way you prefer. And we prefer Skype and Discord just because it sounds better. But either way, whatever's good for you. We've been talking about immigration here. What sparked the whole conversation was an op-ed piece by Andrew Napolitano, the former judge. I don't know what judgeship it was that he held. I don't know if it was federal court or what. But he used to be a judge, and now he's a commentator, and he's a pretty libertarian dude from what we can tell. So will Trump be nominating him? Don't get your hopes up, especially now that he's actually come out and has spoken against the idea of turning people around at the border without giving them a trial. Is that right?
Well, yes, that's true. But Trump tends to be pretty good if you don't treat him rudely.
Mm-hmm.
And Napolitano doesn't in this article.
So we might get we might get a chance to get back into that, but we got to get to more of your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Alberto, calling from Massachusetts, listening in the Boston area. Go ahead, Alberto.
Hi. First of all, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to put in a different perspective, because once that people are talking about illegal immigrants, which I am one of those, maybe 13 million. So
okay.
The thing is, when they said that undocumented people, they live on welfare, they take in, you know, all the American source. I work in three jobs. I'm here in the United States for 16 years. Me and my wife, me and her work in two jobs. And I work, you know, in an extra job once I sell T-shirts. We just bought our house last year. So in order, and actually in Massachusetts, I don't know if you know that the real estate in Massachusetts is one of the most expensive square feet in the nation. In order to buy $700,000 house, any bank, no bank would lend you $700,000 a mortgage for 30 years if you don't pay tax.
Right.
So in order to me buy, and even for Americans, Native Americans, they go to the bank and try to buy a property, they're going to look at their credit score, they're going to look at their income tax if they are, you know, paying their tax correctly. And the majority is denied. So when they say, oh, undocumented people, they don't pay tax. Look, I work in three jobs. I bought my house. And in order to me buy this house, I have to prove a substantially and constant tax pay. And it's very crazy because 12 states in this nation, they issue driver's license for undocumented people. You don't have to prove your immigration status that you have what's called drive permit.
Just to be clear, Alberto, I want to make sure I clarify something here. Did you say that you are an undocumented immigrant who successfully purchased a house in the United States?
Yes. Yes.
Look,
I'm here in the United States, and I'm sorry for my broke English because...
No, thank you for being here.
Some words I won't going to sound clearly, like I'm trying, and because they said, oh, these people come to our country, they don't want to learn a language. Come on, they don't want to learn your language. If you guys is the who pay our salary, how we won't gonna learn English?
Right. You got to learn English to be able to work.
Right. At least
absolutely.
Expand your opportunities.
And,
Alberto, I want to ask you a question. So I've proposed a method that's going to keep most Americans happy when it comes to immigration. If somebody told you you can be legal, you know, in the United States, you get legal to work, but you'll never be able to get any kind of government assistance, and you'll never be able to vote, would you immediately jump on that opportunity?
I'll take it. You know, I went on a state house because and I talked to to the legislators, said, look, I pay my tax in what's called tax identification number. It's an IT number.
Yep,
so
10,
this documentation is only to file tax. I don't want nothing. I asked, look, you guys could, Massachusetts could have a way much revenue, way much more money if they give authorization to undocumented try take the test for driving. Because in order to maintain your driver's license, you have to pay your tax. In Maryland, in order to get Maryland a driver's license, you have to file your tax in Maryland. So Maryland is taking, then state tax.
Immigrants, whether they're legal or not, they're paying tax because they have to, in order to just get around, to have a driver's license, to have a job, to do all those other things.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. We don't have a driver's license in Massachusetts. And what does it even change? I drive for 16 years. 16 years. My car have an insurance. I have to pay the insurance. The insurance companies make a lot of money. You know why? Because I have to pay the much expensive premium because I have no license. I have an international license. So they tell me a shit. So they sell me a very, very, very low cover in a high premium. I'm sorry for my words.
No. Most people we drop on the first one, but I'm going to keep you because it's very rare. We've never had
question,
this.
That's
yeah,
why.
Not because of you, but we've never had, to my knowledge at least, somebody call into the
brave
show.
Brave enough to call in and say, I'm an illegal immigrant.
To say I'm an undocumented person. I prefer that, those
terms. I prefer
that
term too.
And so here's what I want to know, Alberto, if you don't mind. And if you can answer this without revealing anything,
Right, please
obviously.
Don't.
Yeah, presumably your name's not actually Alberto as well, but...
No, my name is Alberto. Alberto.
We'll take your word for it. But what I want to know is, how do you get the identity that you use to pay all the taxes that you can then use to, buy a house
down
the line?
That's the TIN number he talked about.
All right, sure. I just told you. You can just go in any accountant and say, I need a tax identification number to pay my tax. So in order, that's a federal number.
Yep.
That's a federal number. So in order, you get all that, and you have to file your tax in a 10-year that you asked for this tax identification number. Yes. And that's the thing. When they say, oh, these undocumented people, they are from MS-13. Look, and all my friends, we work in a landscaper. When you look at your people who are doing your landscaper, you're not seeing the white Caucasian guy. You're looking at both people. They're from South Central America. I'm originally from Brazil. And by the way, when they say... Yeah,
right, so, Brazilians in MS-13, right?
Brazilians, they have nothing to do with it. And by the way, some way, look, the same way we have MS-13 on Central America, we have the Hell's Dangers in the entire United States. So the problem is they got to find out people who are trying to get a better life for them and for their family, and get away and deport people who have a criminal record. I have no problem with, if they arrest people who drunk driving.
Alberto, can you stick with us? I want to keep you on. Do you have time to continue to answer some more questions?
Sure, I will.
All right, hang on, and I guess another question for you here. Do you have a way to call in? Like, could we get you on our Skype line? Is that possible? Do you have Skype or Discord?
It took too long to record the phone number. I just have the phone.
All right. Stand by. Are you willing to take questions from other callers?
Absolutely.
Okay, he is. Hang on. More coming up here with Alberto. Free time.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And And this is a record night here on Free Talk Live because I don't think we've... I mean, we've had some interesting calls over the years. There's, you know, we've had prostitutes call into the show, had all kinds of interesting questions for them. I don't think we've ever had somebody openly identify as an undocumented immigrant, basically, or an undocumented person, somebody who is a so-called illegal, as many of our callers would refer to them, on the phone with us here. Do you recall that ever happening in the history of this show?
I don't.
In the 16, 17, however many... years we've been
many years.
On the air, 15 years or something like that. So we're going to continue with Alberto. He hung on the line with us, and he also said he'd be willing to take your questions so we can conference call you in with Alberto here, who's being very generous with his time. We appreciate that. So if you want to call with a question for Alberto, you can get on toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype is open at Skype username lrn.fm. Our Discord is also available, the Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm.
I love my pillow, and I've got two reasons. One, it holds my head and neck in the right position. So, if you've got problems with neck pain or headaches or something like that, it can really solve that. It solved my neck pain problem to some extent. And, to some extent, it's just bone issues, and it can't solve that. But if it holds it in the right position, I love that. Second issue is, you can wash it, so you're not spending night after night sleeping in your own filth, which is ultimately what happens when you don't wash your bedding. And my pillow, unlike, say, a down pillow or a
every other pillow I've ever
owned. Every other pillow I've ever owned. Somebody out there has got some pillow you can wash, in which case, well, God bless you. I hope it holds your head and neck in the right position. But I find that my pillow, for the cost, is going to provide you with the best solution they will give you right now. You go to MyPillow.com. You get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and with the coupon code I'm going to give you, you'll get free shipping on all orders. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you've got nothing to lose. You go to MyPillow.com and use promo code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. You've got 60 days to return it for a full refund if you don't like it. MyPillow.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, let's go back to Alberto. He's calling us from Massachusetts and has told us the difficulties, some of them, I'm sure there's a fraction of them, of what it's like to live in the United States for 16 years, having actually recently purchased a home as somebody who did not jump through the immigration hoops. You basically aren't here through the legal process, but yet you've managed to acquire tax identification numbers and legally have a tax-paying record. You've paid more for your driver's insurance because you have an international driver's license, because you can't apparently easily get a driver's license from the state of Massachusetts. So you pay a very high price to be here in this country. Can you just tell us a brief moment about, what's your history? Why did you leave Brazil? What was it that motivated you to come here and live this lifestyle?
All right. I got to the United States was in 2002. So I come from the southern border. What happened is before I come from Mexico. So I went for three times in the embassy, in the United States embassy in Sao Paulo. But what happened is because I only have the high school, I'm 35 years old, I only have the high school. And they don't make it easier to what they call low skill educated people. They want doctors. They want engineers. But so I said, In Brazil, the Brazil history, we have a 65 homicide a year. 65,000, I'm sorry, 65,000. If you want to Google, you can Google anytime.
Wow.
You're doing the drugs cartel in Rio de Janeiro. Rio de Janeiro is one of the dangerous city in the world. You can Google 65,000.
Very dangerous.
Okay. So due to this situation, I said if I cannot get out there with the normal standard way, let me try. I paid $15,000 to cross the border. $15,000. So that was
$15,000.
Imagine if the United States federal government just said, "Okay, we'll take the $15,000. We'll let you in. We'll give you some kind of green card or whatever. I mean, it would be such a better deal for them.
Let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. If tomorrow, the president say, all right, well, I want to build the wall, but I want the undocumented people pay for the wall, and they will pay. I make a path to get out the shadow. You have to prove that you have at least 7 years of your income tax. I want to make it hard. Put a 10 years. I can prove it, Michael. I can prove. By the way, in order to get the pass, I want a $10,000 per head. I'm more than willing to pay another $15,000.
That you paid $15,000 to a, was it a coyote who got you across?
Yes.
Alberto. I got Ella. She's on the line here, calling from WIBC, an FM, great FM station in Indianapolis. Ella, you're on the line with Alberto. Go ahead with your question, please. Ella? Ella in Indianapolis? Do we still have Alberto? You still there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Ella going once? Ella going twice? I don't know what's going on there. I'm going to put her back on hold. Question for Alberto?
Yeah, so if I was sitting here and somebody called in and called me, say, a MS-13 member, they called me a gang member, and they said things to me like, I'm lazy, I don't work, I don't pay taxes, I don't do all these things that, I don't live that way. I would be really, really angry. What's that like for you as a talk radio listener hearing this kind of talk that's going on all the time?
But that's the only reason why I come up to say, no, I am this guy that you guys are saying that's living on welfare, that have an ABT card, that's a gang member. I work in three jobs. I said that already.
Yeah.
I work in three jobs. And if the president say, all right, in order better to get, to get in the path, you have to prove that you are 10 years income tax. Because in order to the bank lend me the money, lend me the mortgage, I have to bring all those papers, to the bank. And look, you can see how am I make this money to put it out.
It's just amazing. I'm so amazed and so grateful for you calling in to tell us about this and your experience. And you left Sao Paulo because of the violence down there. Why not just move elsewhere in Brazil? I mean, Brazil's a big country. Why go to the United States?
All right. It's because if you look at the entire Brazil, it's a lot of gang members. Yes, in Brazil, we have the drugs all over the place. My mom has to move to a very country city, so a small town, because to try raise my brothers. And even there, the crack, which got crack, so it's spread all over. So people doing drugs, and there's way much more crime. What happened is they go on your farm.
Alberto, do you want to stick with us? Do you want to stick with us for another segment? Do you have time? All right, more with Alberto here in moments. Your calls and thoughts. If you got a question for him, you can get on the line right now. He'll take your calls too. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News.
The heat wave gripping much of the Midwest and East Coast will continue tomorrow, with temperatures and humidity levels expected to be well above normal. Cities such as Chicago, New York, and Philadelphia, and many places in between, all could reach over 100 degrees. Dr. Brett Forehand says make sure you keep an eye on younger children.
Just making sure someone is there to keep an eye on them, giving them access to fluids, making sure that they're able to cool off when they need to.
And the doc also says make sure you lay off that alcohol.
A lot of times alcohol can be dehydrating, and certainly when you're out having fun at the beach, alcohol's always involved with that for most people.
A California man was charged with threatening to kill FCC Chairman Ajit Pai's children because he was angry about the repeal of net neutrality regulations. The man was arrested in Los Angeles and charged with threatening to murder an immediate family member of a U.S. official. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, although it's been immigration wall-to-wall throughout the night tonight. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Got a lot of features there. During the show, if you're listening to us live, you'll be given sort of the live player page if you go to freetalklive.com during live show hours, which are 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, 7 nights a week. And you can choose. Do you want to listen to the live audio stream, or do you want to watch us on Twitch, which you can do? That is the way to watch us in HD quality. The sound is great. The video looks good as well. And Twitch is an interesting platform. It's a video gaming platform primarily. That's probably like 99% or 98% of what they do there. But there's a talk shows category, so we set up an account earlier this year. We've now been on Twitch for, I think, more than 6 months. So thank you to everybody that has followed our Twitch channel. Over 300 people have followed us there. And I think we've only got about 20 subscribers right now, because what happens is there's this Amazon Prime benefit called Twitch Prime. So if you are an Amazon Prime subscriber, and a lot of our listeners are, if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, it's one of the myriad of benefits that they give you that you probably never use, right? Like there's the Amazon Music, there's the Amazon Video, there's the Amazon, you know, this and that. They throw all this stuff in, but the, you know, kitchen sink into this Amazon Prime deal. So one of those perks that they give you is the free Twitch subscription, one per month. But the catch is you have to reactivate it every single month. So if you're actually watching us on Twitch, you'll probably remember to do that because there's a little reminder thing that pops up on the screen. But if you are a Twitch, if you're an Amazon Prime user and you want to help us out on Twitch, then go to twitch.lrn.fm. That'll take you to our Twitch channel. Scroll down just below the video. You'll find some instructions there that are very simple on how you connect your Twitch account to your Amazon account. And then you can easily assign your Twitch Prime subscription to our channel. And that means a little bit of money from your Amazon Prime subscription goes over to LRN.
Does it cost you anything more, though?
Yeah, just the time it takes for you to jump through the hoops, which once you jump through the connection hoop, you get your accounts connected, then it's easy to do.
It's easy. I did it in the amount of time that you were talking here.
Right. You re-upped, you mean, for this month. Yeah, so super easy. Go to twitch.lrn.fm, and don't forget to follow us there as well.
Everybody forgets, including me.
Indeed. Don't forget to follow us there. That way you can get notices when we go live, and then you can know that we're there, and if you get the Twitch app, you can watch us there, too. So, twitch.lrn.fm. We go back to Alberto. He's on the line with us, listening in the Boston area, and he's called in tonight. We've now had him on for a couple of segments. I appreciate you sticking with us here, Alberto, because it's a very interesting conversation, one that doesn't happen very often, where you're explaining what it's like to live in the United States as somebody who is an undocumented person. You tried to come here through the legal process, but as it turned out, since you had only had a high school education, they basically rebuffed you, said, you know, we're not interested in you. We don't want somebody who's going to come here, work three jobs for more than a decade, then ultimately become a homeowner and put down roots. And why wouldn't you want that person? Then ultimately you did do that. You came here without asking permission and somehow have managed to stay here for 16 years while filing taxes. Now, Mark, you had a question about these tax identifying numbers. He's been filing these taxes to where he could have a income that a bank could give him a home loan on. I mean, this has all happened for you, Alberto. But how do you keep filing these taxes with the federal government and stay off their radar? I don't even understand how that...
Now, why don't they just come pick you up when you file for one of these tax identification numbers?
Well, it's because when you get these numbers, let me explain to you how this works. When you file this tax, I cannot get unemployment. I have to work, you know, my entire life. I cannot retire. So this revenue that's getting, you know, the federal government, last year I have to pay $19,000 because I used to be... before Obama, I could use just a normal, I could make a phony social security number and could file that tax right there. But that comes which called E-Verify. So the E-Verify got my number and refused. So my boss said, I gotta pay you and you have to file your tax anyway on the end of the year. So I cannot get unemployment. I can't retire. I can get nothing. But I believe that one day they will open an opportunity for people who wants to live in the United States, people who are willing to contribute to the United States. So I'm doing my part as a citizen to someday when they say people who are working and wants to be part of America, the door is open. So I have everything to look right here. I have all my tax file. I have my life all straight up. Because I know one day it will open. One day it will.
What are these three jobs that you do? As somebody else asked in our Discord.
But I would say be very generic about that.
Yeah. In a way that people can't come and pick you up.
Yeah, he mentioned landscaping, right? Was that one of them?
Yeah. Oh, look. Landscaper guys, you look at the landscape, people who are working under, and Massachusetts today was 95 degrees.
Yep.
Who are you thinking that will be willing to be under 95 degrees? Who do you think is working the roofers? Who do you think is picking food for you guys? Who do you think that is done on a dishwasher? Now, it's what, 90, I can look right there on my thermostat. It's at least 90 degrees, and you work on a dishwasher with the hot water, the hot steaming in your face. Who do you think you're working there?
Well, you're talking to a talk show host who has both done roofing and worked a Hobart as a dishwasher.
Although
it's hardworking people. There's no doubt about that. Is that many of the people that come across the border, very, very few of them are here just to leech off of tax dollars. Perhaps there are some. I don't know. But the ones that are coming across the border, the vast majority of them, they just want to have a job.
What are the other two?
I just want to have an opportunity. I said, I'm doing my part of the game. Even I know now, look, even drive. I talked to the politics. I said, look, in order to maintain this drive permit. And by the way, we ask them for an opportunity to get out there. And if we sell, we sell. Done. And if they open an opportunity, all right, and in order to maintain, you have to pay your tax. You have to pay your Massachusetts tax. You have to pay your federal tax. And after that, if they catch people who are not willing to show up on a registered motor vehicle and get the tax and get the test, it's because they have criminal records. That way they can clean them up. People who are here and who wants to have a better life working to against the criminal that they are saying, oh, it's MS-13, because if they open up, look, why you don't have a driver's license? If I'm here on document. All right, go out there, pay your tax, and give your fingerprints. That way we can scan you and see that you have no criminal record.
You're saying is if the government were to allow, in this case the state of Massachusetts, were to allow these people to come out of the shadows and apply for a driver's license as part of doing a criminal background check, that would help weed out the bad guys, the supposedly, scary MS-13 bad guys we're all supposed to be so worried about, from the good people who would come forward and would be willing to submit, fingerprints and background checks and all that. But, Alberto, what were the other two industries that that you work in? You mentioned landscaping. What were the other two?
In the restaurant business.
Restaurant. Okay,
restaurant,
you're doing
business, roofers, because look, the
you work
the
your
hard,
butt off.
Yeah. I work 7 days a week. On a Sunday, when you guys have your meal with your children, I'm working. I'm working because I have no other option. I know that I have to pay my tax, my home tax, my city tax just increased another $2,000. It's a $200 a month.
Jesus. It's hard enough to pay taxes as a regular citizen, but as an illegal immigrant, to pay taxes has got to be very difficult, especially when you can't avail yourself of many of the services. Alberto,
we do have a question on the line here for you. Delia's on the line, and we believe she's actually there this time. I think we got her name wrong before. Can you hang on for one more?
Absolutely.
You're a good sport. I appreciate it. Hang on. More with Alberto here in moments. Our toll-free number. If you've got a question for him, this is your chance to talk to somebody who is in the shadows right now. Alberto's with us. It's Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. If you want to get on the line, you better do it now, especially if you have a question for our guest here. He's become a guest here. He's been on the whole hour. Alberto is with us, somebody who is, he's technically undocumented in that he doesn't have immigration documents, but he's got all kinds of documents. Like, he's got taxpayer identification number. He's been paying into the federal government's tax system for 16 years.
Paying taxes he'll never see a benefit from.
Right. The only benefit to him is that he has a tax history that he could then get a loan from a bank to purchase a home, which he's done. I mean, it's an amazing story and probably not an uncommon one either. He's a hardworking man. He's working three jobs at once, stuff like roofing, dishwashing, and landscaping. We're going to go back here to him. But, Mark, did you have something to interject?
I've got one question from Discord, which I find amusing, so I want to ask that one real quick.
Okay. Alberto's back. Go ahead.
Why don't you just go ahead and be legal?
All right. It's simple. Because the only way that we have in 2018 to you get your immigrant status straight is if you married and to get married to American citizen. There are no other way. I already talked to four different lawyers because they said, look, you have a tax record that can help you out a lot. So you're the right candidate, but there are no law open yet.
Right. You'd have to go back to Brazil, sign up for the immigration lottery, and hope that you didn't get killed or die of old age before you won.
And by the way, what am I going to do with my $700,000 property that I bought in Massachusetts?
What are you
going to
do with your house? Right.
Who's going to pay for that?
Yeah, in many cases, people who ask, right, you'd never make that kind of money in Brazil. You'd never be able to pay. It's ridiculous.
I'm going to try to this conference call. Supposedly, maybe she wasn't there the last time. Hopefully, she's there this time. Delia, are you with us? Delia in Indianapolis. All right, so here's what I'm going to do.
If you're on the phone
line, I can hear her as well.
Oh, he can hear her? Okay, so there's something going on where we're, for a board ops edification here, we are not able to hear Delia. Apparently, Alberto is able to hear Delia.
Delia, ask your question really quickly to Alberto, and then Alberto will answer it. Go ahead.
Well, Alberto would need to restate the question.
Yeah, he's going to have to do that, too.
So our audience could hear it, unless a switch could
very quickly on the question, Delia.
As we're waiting for Delia to ask the question, we don't know if she can hear us. So we need to kill whatever dead air is actually happening right now. Alberto, is she asking you a question? This is really bad.
Yeah,
I don't know if we can
news.
Do this.
All right.
Try, yes? Okay.
Go ahead and interrupt her, because nobody else can hear her.
We gotta get something on the air here, Alberto. Is she still asking the question?
No, no. Charlie, stop. But the problem is once you guys put her to talk, I got a commercial with.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, Alberto, and then we're going to try to just put her on the air normally, and then if he's on hold, he'll be able to hear the question. I'm so sorry about all this. Normally it works. I don't know what's happening. There's probably some switch that needs to get flipped on the board.
Yeah, it's a switch that needs to be switched.
Delia, can you hear us now?
I could hear you all.
Okay, what's your question?
Great. We have you now. We can hear you. Go ahead with your question for Alberto, if you don't mind.
So first I was saying kudos to Alberto, because it's no small feat that he's accomplished, right, being here illegally for,
incredible,
or undocumented for 16 years. Like Alberto, I know hundreds of people, right, that are extremely hard workers, are here for a better life. I appreciate that. I'm a Mexican immigrant myself. And he's correct. The proper way of doing it, the legal way of doing it, is a very rigid system. It does not allow for a lot of quick processing. I have a sister that had to stay behind in Mexico for 10 years because she was at the ripe age of 21. She was already married, had three small children, and my mother could not claim her to be able to get her papers. So she stayed behind for 10 years. That's how long that process took. I have other relatives that have taken 15 years plus to go through that process. So I certainly understand the battle of how rigid that system is. The system is definitely broken. My concern, though, is that, like Alberto, there are so many hardworking people here, but there are also people that I hesitate to use the word fraud, but that's what it is, right? You work with one name, submit taxes with your name, claim benefits with a different name, et cetera. So my question.
Well, he's not claiming any benefits.
Go ahead with the question. I mean, he can't claim unemployment benefits, but you trust me that you don't have to be legal here to receive Medicaid, to receive food stamps, or whatever.
But he's not doing those things. But go ahead with your question.
I understand. So my question was to him was how does he feel about that? Right, because I know that he has to see it in the Latino community. I know that he does.
Are you talking about how does he feel about fraud, or how does he feel about people collecting benefits?
About that taking place in the Latino undocumented community, and how does he think that should be addressed?
All right, stand by, Delia. I'll put you on hold here to make sure you can get the answer from him. Alberto, did you hear that question?
I just didn't hear well. What's regarding about the Latino community? What's the question?
Yeah, it was basically like, how does the community...
Some people in the Latin community use things like Medicaid and these sorts of things. Obviously, they have to, illegal immigrants are going to have to use means that aren't entirely legal, in the sense that there's lots of paperwork that's flying around. So what do you think about people using benefits that they've paid for in some cases, because of taxes and stuff, but doing the paperwork all shifty?
That's a very good question, because I believe that if you are in the United States, there are no need to you get any government subsidized. Okay? If you cannot walk with your own legs, then they stand back. Look, if you're not here to produce, to make America better, to contribute to us, you don't deserve to be here. That's all.
How much of the community that you know, I mean, I presume you know probably more than a handful of other people who are also undocumented. How many of them are taking any kind of welfare that you know of?
That I know, all my Brazilian community, I'm going to talk about people that I know, Brazilian community.
Yeah.
They all then work in two jobs, work during the day and then on the construction business, and on the nighttime worker on the restaurant industry. So I'm guaranteed that they make at least $50,000 a year. They don't need. They are only because, look, the time, and by the way, even to go on the doctor, the time that I'm going to take off to go on the doctor, I don't use the doctor because I'm not making money. I need to make money to afford my family.
These are very proud people.
My wife, all right, she had a broken foot. Her foot got broken. My boss saw her working, okay? The entire time she couldn't even walk, and she goes to work to produce. Never got one sick day. My boss, he hurt his arm.
Alberto, I'm going to put you on hold again. I got another call here, another question for you. Stand by. We're going to bring Dave on the line. He's in Washington State listening to KBKW in Aberdeen. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead quickly with your question for Alberto.
Yeah, well, I just heard him say his wife, so I wanted to know if he was married. We hired, when we was in business, we hired quite a few Spanish people, and they worked from daylight till dark.
Yeah.
And they worked harder than anybody I've ever known. But what I've seen lately is a lot of them, they send a lot of money to Mexico, and they got one of our welfare cards. And so I don't see anything wrong with them people coming here and working, anything wrong with that. But if they get on our system and write our system, we got people homeless on the streets that need help too, you know.
I'd say abolish the system. Thank you for the call, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you. We'll get Alberto on here for any final comments. Sounds to me like the community that at least you're affiliated with, the Brazilian community of immigrants, these are hardworking folks who are not, you know, they're proud. They're making good money. They don't need any kind of welfare. They're not taking a handout. They're taking care of their families. They're taking care of their loved ones, some buying homes and making our lives, everybody's lives, and the economy better. I just want to say thank you, Alberto, for doing what it took to come here, paying $15,000 to a coyote. That alone would be another story worth talking to about on another night.
I regularly thank truck drivers and hardworking people in this show because I believe that it's hard workers that made America great. I know my parents were. I'm the grandchild of immigrants. And thank you so much for everything you do in all of your jobs, Alberto.
No, thank you guys, because you guys opened a very big window. That way I could explain to all your audience that when the picture that they draw about undocumented, there are no 100% white.
Yeah,
I am
no
here in my community here.
Thank you, Alberto, and I want to invite you anytime. Please call in, share your experiences, share your stories with us, because you're the first undocumented immigrant we've had call the show, and it was fantastic. I appreciate it. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. Products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.